You're listening to the Student Union Elections 2026 on University Radio Nottingham. Your vote, your union, your voice. This candidate has applied for Vice President Education.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Pulse interviews for the SU Offset Elections. I am Griffin Vincent, one of the members of the Pulse, and I'm joined here by the lovely...
Zhijing. Such pleasure for me to be here.
No, I'm glad you're here, sir. I'm very glad you're here. So we'll get straight into it, really.
Of course.
You know, who are you and what role are you applying for?
It's such an honour for me to be here to share something that I am doing right now. My name is Zhijing, as introduced by Griffin. I am now applying for the SU officer, or we say president or the vice president. The role that I am running for is education vice president.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Pretty much about that.
What inspired you to run for this job?
Actually, I took interruption by 2021 to 2023. Before interruption, I was a student or academic representative that will join LCF, which then transit to SSF. Student Stuff Forum. And after return from interruption, I've been course rep or the academic representative for 3 years. So I have pretty much insight with how it works within the faculty and how we communicate through all the campus, like via the academic forum. Hence, this academic forum will always be led by the education officer. By 2023-24, I have supported one of the officer candidate, Scarlett Zhang, to run for education officer. At that time, she was successful, and she shared all the things that she have done to make every student feel happy about the education policies, update, and changes. So I would like to be part of this atmosphere or environment. Also, last year, I am nominated by one of the officer at Student Union, saying that I am the energy or the flame to light up everyone's life. So I think, why shouldn't I give it a go?
Oh, really good. Yeah. Thank you for that. And obviously, running for the role that you are, what would your sort of plans be for the role if you were to get it?
I am really happy to share any of my point of view to audiences, or even if I want to be successful, but even I not that supported by my group or team, myself, I would like to share my plans to the education officer or the education vice president to provide some information to make everyone happy or the students getting a better in touch. The first plan is that opening a hot desk for all the course reps in a faculty or in a year group, that everyone could sit down and have a brief communication, and every student in that year group, faculty or other faculties, could come and enjoy the conversation, share just any concerns. It could be further divided into year groups or different modules, or even further to different diversities. Like, I am part of the SBLD, having some difficulties in learning, but I am well supported by the student, by our university and SU's supporting plan. So I would like to ask more students to make concern of those supportive materials, policies, teams in the faculty or through for the university, that they could get what the supports they need, but they may feel frightened to ask for or cannot be get in touch with. That's pretty much one of the things I would like to do and I would like to share.
Of course. I mean, you don't want to give away all your secrets because, hopefully if you do get this
something.
Role, keep something up your sleeve, exactly. We'll just go into some more fun questions now, as a bit of an icebreaker and, to sort of show the human side of you. So if you were a type of biscuit, what would you be?
Well, for me, I do have concern this, for several seconds. But if that's me, I would like to be a digestive biscuit.
Yep. So, is it a chocolate covered one or just like a plain?
Nah, just plain one. You can find everywhere through spa at university, either Jubilee, Sutton Bonington, or of course the building we are sitting now, the Portland building. The reason why I'm choosing it is because of my personality and my willing that it is not expensive. it is only a pound. Everyone comes, could have a glance. Yeah. Oh, it is what I can pay for that. Second, it is really good when you're having stomachache. Really, you do not take breakfast since you have a lecture by 9 a.m. Just take it and have a piece of that. It'll be so useful at that time. And third is that I would like to be the busy kid, always sitting on there for anyone's need. That's pretty much what I'm thinking of my personality and the education vice president should work.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a very reliable biscuit. It's not just sort of right there, isn't it? You can't beat it. Second one. So if you were trapped on a desert island, what are the three like songs or albums that you would bring with you to the desert? You know you're stuck there, but you might as well enjoy your time while you're there.
I am threatened by this scenario. I do need water. Yeah. That's the saying.
Yeah.
I do not need biscuit that time. But, for me, at first time, first thing comes to my mind is water. Yeah. I want to be the water to make everyone who's in need of that. So I need water to live a bit longer. Second thing, I will not think of tent that will be as a shelter, but as I am already stuck there, I am facing death. So I would like to take music and play it. And the second time, wishing that it has electricity with it, or it could be sun powered. We are aiming at zero, net zero. And the third thing will be, if I could have a recorder of the performances I've held or I've took part in, it would be bravo. I've done a little drama for two poets that I directed it. I performed within that, and I have doing a sketch this year. Happens just by this Friday at Albert Hall Conference Center for Lunar Calendar or Chinese New Year Festival. And it'll be interesting. So those are three things I would like to bring with me.
Nice, no worries. Obviously, coming to Nottingham, it's, it can be quite different and difficult for some students. What is your go-to place in Nottingham? Like, where you may have got a free day on the weekend, you've got nothing going on, you just want to relax, where would that be?
I do need a day. I will do that after this Friday, because we've run this. It'll be about 500 to 700 audiences happening at the Albert Hall at that Friday. But before that, we have planned for 2 or 3 months for that thing to happen among 60 to 70 students in the group. Well, if I have the day, I'll go to Walton Hall. Not Walton Hall, but the Walton Deer Park.
Because
I live in Linton, Walton Hall.
Okay. Yeah.
So it'll be only 5 to 10 minutes for me to walk there, enjoy the sunshine, if we have that.
Yeah. Well, we're lucky at the minute, we do.
Yeah. For the last 2 or 3 days, rainbows, deers, and sunny days. Ooh, pretty much. And hopefully tomorrow will be that. Yes. And the day afterwards.
Yeah, continue, but just straight into spring, no more rain, just straight into spring.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that'll be pretty much what I'm expecting, having water with me.
Yeah, of course, always have the water.
Yeah.
3 more questions to wrap up the interview. So what or who has been one of the biggest influences to you as a person, sort of your desire to run for this role?
I think for me, no doubt, it is my mother that I took the interruption to take my family responsibility to taking care of my family members. And she who is the one influencing me the most. I'm having this lecture. Well, my mother tongue is Chinese. I always speak misordered and always speak too much. You may hear some from the previous conversations. But in Chinese, now I can do lectures at university. I have done lectures at university, done donations, join the government level business plan to spread out our plans for a project all in Chinese, in a high level Chinese. It's all because of family education. So definitely my mom took very much effort in helping me, assisting me to be a whole person myself with proper moral, proper behavior, and at heart loving the world to spread my energy and lighting up everyone's life.
Oh, that's really great. Oh, that's good. I mean, it's very similar. My mum had a lot of impact on me, so that's good to hear. What is sort of your most prideful moment that you've experienced? You know, you've done something, you go, you know what, I'm really proud of this. I can be happy with this.
Can I say several things?
But yeah, of course, yeah.
The first thing is that I was doing A-level. When I finished the exam for A2 computer science, I found that I have 74 out of 75 in programming parts. That's really cool. And that one mark deduct, I think it is mistake from the teacher, because I ran the code at my environment and it is successful. But no fault on that. But for the thing that makes me most happy about will be the drama. I was doing, you know, you will have much pressure stuck into your body or your mind, especially during the 2 years of taking family responsibility. It is not my, because of the family member, but loads of other issues. So I was too much under pressure. And that drama makes me relieve myself and allows me to, I don't know the English word for this one, but to view myself, view the pain, view the progress, yeah. View all the things, not in my own personal level, but higher level than me myself. Hence, I could support others. Hence, I found that in this way, I could get energy from supporting others instead of it is costing my energy to support others. So that should be the thing that I'm proud of the most.
Sort of being able to reflect on things and just being able to know, you know what, I can help people now.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, I actually get energy from supporting others. Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. Finally, just one of the last questions of the interview today. If you were to have an autobiography later in life, you know, you've done amazing things, you've done whatever, what celebrity would you like to sort of narrate your autobiography?
Oh, due to some political issues, I will not nominate anyone, but I will say the voice that I'm expecting, if that's acceptable.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the voice to be warm, supportive, and since I am elder groups at that time, I hope the voice being young enough to make me feel that, oh, I'm coming back to that age. It reminds me of the saying. So yeah,
no worries.
That's what I'm thinking of.
That's absolutely fine, yeah. Well, I'd say thank you very much for answering all my questions today. It's been brilliant to have you on the interview. I've been Griffin Vincent, and this is The Pulse for the SU elections. See you guys next time.
Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you for listening to the Student Union elections on URN 1350. Your vote, your union, your voice. Voting opens on the 9th of March 2026 at 9 a.m. and closes on the 13th of March at 12 midday. Make sure you have your say.